Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming up on TMS, from Tom Cruise to Ted Cruz.
Pickle-ass rubber mushrooms.
You must have hate. You hear her. You must hate having sex.
Nut hunt.
William Shatspear.
No licking hypnotoad.
A strong, healthy urine stream.
When turtles hump.
Choke on a peanut.
Charity donations, please. No cars.
Cats in space.
The canary in the cold void of space.
Janet Jackson.
Up your nose with Yazoo.
DC got a gun. With major spoilers and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
As long as the water goes over the Great Falls, the generators will keep producing electrical energy.
Put blessing amongst those that want to stop the education system from teaching us weird things.
The Morning Stream. I take my hat off for one thing. One thing only.
Good morning and welcome to TMS. It's Monday, November 7th, 2022. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett.
Hello.
Shout out to, speaking of Scott Fletcher, who just intro'd us today. His daughter did an amazing volleyball run. They ended up losing last round or something for the championship stuff. I don't know how far and deep it went, but it's just kind of awesome to see. So, grats to...
I saw those photos on Facebook this week. Yeah, good for Sophie, I believe it was.
It was Sophie. She's a good kid and seems like she could kill me now with her strength and height. Anyway, should be proud parents there, Scott.
With a serve to the head.
That's where she does it now. Welcome to the show. We got a show to do. A whole week of them, really. So stick around. You might find something fun.
You might learn something.
For example, yesterday I thought I'd be funny.
Okay.
I think I might have regrets now. I don't know. Maybe I don't care. Remember the old story where I accidentally, a peanut flew into the salsa Kim was putting in jars?
Or salsa, or was it... marinara sauce, like
that's right. It was spaghetti sauce. That's right. I couldn't remember.
Yeah,
she makes
whatever it was. It was something that ought not to have a peanut in it.
No, don't have a peanut in there. It was very much like a Seinfeld Junior Mint in the body kind of moment. You know,
sure.
I didn't want to say anything. I just kind of left it for where it was. Well, yesterday I did the same thing, but on purpose this time, into a batch, not stuff that's going to be sealed up and put on shelves or given away or whatever, but in a batch of chili she made yesterday for everybody, and so. I threw a full size whole not out of the shell
like half of the two peanuts you typically get in a peanut shell.
Yes, not the half that the one peanut will break into.
But a whole version
of that.
One solid oblong sphere of peanut.
Yeah. Yes. Whatever that's called. A conflagration of two peanut halves. I had that. That's what I used. And I threw it in there.
You're not worried about somebody choking? Like thinking like that's a bean and it turns...
Well, I don't know. I don't feel like you'd choke on a peanut. Maybe you could.
Was it in the process of it being cooked? So it'll cook, like it'll soften that peanut?
It was after she had done all of the work to it, and now it's just on simmer until dinner.
Gotcha. Okay. So they'll soften it to where...
It'll soften up. Yeah. But here's the funny thing. So she made just enough for everybody who was coming over, which was Dylan, Taylor, the babies, and that's it, I guess. And then us too. And so it wasn't a ton. So my thinking was, this will be funny. I'll put the peanut in there, and then during dinner, someone's going to go, why is there a peanut in here? Ha, ha, ha. I did that, you know. It's going to be that.
It's like king cake, basically. Yeah. That's the baby in the king cake.
Yeah, and if you got him, you know, maybe I'd work out some sort of prize. I don't know what I was thinking.
Sure, sure.
So I did.
The Heimlich maneuver is your prize.
Yeah, your prize is I get to situate behind you and pull up on your sternum real hard. So I did that, and the night went on, and myself included, I'm eating this really good chili. She killed it. It was so good. And everybody's just enjoying it, and we all kind of get to the bottom of our bowls. I'm like, well, there's a chance that this thing is lower or just didn't get grabbed by the ladle, you know? I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's still in the thing. Yeah. So sure. I went and dug through what was left because there's not a lot. It wasn't a ton left. There's just a little bit left. I went and dug through that. I can't find that peanut.
Really? Uh-uh. Oh, geez.
So my thinking, Brian, is maybe that peanut dissolved. Or somebody swallowed it and just didn't notice.
And just didn't realize it. Just wolfing their chili down, not even chewing it. Just
Yeah, it's like eating Thai food. You got a little, you know, spicy peanut on there. You don't even notice. You just eat it, you know.
So, and this was I think you said, or maybe you didn't say, was this a meaty chili then? Because Carter being in Iceland, you guys are able to.
Well, we always do. Here's what
you do. Two batches.
Yeah, because Kim's crazy and does way too much stuff for my kids. So she'll double everything so that Carter's got her vegetarian version. And right now it's kind of nice because everything she makes can just straight have meat in it. And she doesn't have to worry about alternate versions. Yeah. But nice. And I'm, you know what? A nice, there's nothing wrong with a nice vegetarian chili anyway.
No, not at all. Not at all.
This had turkey in it, ground turkey. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I like the turkey less greasy than the beef.
Yes.
You know,
don't want it greasy.
No, I don't want it to be greasy. So there's that. No one tell Kim, but there's a peanut somewhere. Who knows?
Somewhere in one of your family members, there's a peanut.
There is a peanut. Yeah. And none of them have allergies, by the way. So I'm not being like flippant about allergies or anything. I wouldn't do that.
Sure.
So they're all.
No, of course. God, of course you wouldn't. So let's look at this. Like, let's say Van got the peanut.
Yeah.
He wouldn't say anything. He'd be like, I guess this is something that's in the chili. Whatever, I'm eating this peanut. And he'd eat it. No big deal.
You're right.
Let's say Kim got the peanut. Well, she made the chili, so the last thing she's going to do is bring up that there's a weird hard thing in the chili. So she's not going to bring it up.
She's not. No. You're right. Who else would? Maybe Dylan. Maybe Taylor. They might.
If you had gotten it in your bowl, would you have said something like, oh, I got a peanut. This is the peanut I put in there as a joke. Ha ha.
No, that's funny you say that, because I had a plan that if I got the peanut, I would point it out and freak everybody out and like make Kim feel like she screwed up for a bit. And then I would go, oh, I'm just kidding. I'm the one that put the peanut in there.
You must hate having sex with your wife.
It's the worst. I can't do it anymore. So now this is the plan. No, I'm sure it got eaten. It's fine. Oh, yeah. Everything's good. Although
so
there
probably,
is,
like, I'd say if Taylor or Dylan ended up with it, they probably would have brought it up. So I'm thinking it might have been either Van or Kim, and they just didn't say anything.
Yeah. Well, today for lunch, I'm going to eat the little Tupperware the version leftover? Of what's left. Okay. And it's not a ton, but if it's in there, I'm going to find it.
See if you can find it. Yep.
I'll report back. Do you remember a few months ago? I was complaining about, there's this walk, one of the routes I take with the dog, there's this thing that says, close donations only, and it's for some muscular dystrophy foundation thing.
Oh,
and
Yeah, it's just, like a little bin, drop-off bin, and people are only supposed to put clothes in there, but they're putting anything that they want to really get rid of in their house.
They're using it like a dumpster, basically.
Sure,
so they have,
exactly. Like,
but back then, anyway, they would have, it's like clothes only, but out front there'd be a mattress or there'd be like a bike.
Oh, here's an IKEA table that has a broken leg. I'm sure somebody wants this.
Yeah, but they can't take it. Their job is literally, they can't take anything but the clothes. So they just pile up forever. The HOA has to have it taken away, whatever. It's a huge, stupid thing. But they've been pretty good about it. I've gone by there lately. Okay. It's almost always closed. Okay. One time it was full, so it had bags of clothes outside. That's fine. Like, that's clothes. We get it. It says right there on the sign. Today, I see it, and it's not only got crap everywhere that isn't clothes, more than usual, and it includes, and I'm not kidding, an entire car was parked there.
So somebody just said, I don't need this car anymore.
It was a car that was like clearly in some wreck a couple of times. The hood was open. God. The windows were all shattered. Wow. Like, it's definitely a junk car. And it even had a sign on it that said for donation. And then I'm like, yeah, but this is close only, not a 2,000-pound Ford Fiesta or whatever the shit this is.
Right.
I was so annoyed by it. I just don't even know what to say. Like, do I call the HOA and be one of those people? I don't want to be those people.
Were their clothes in the trunk, maybe? And that was just the vessel for bringing the clothes?
This like was it's their bag.
Like the bags, right? Like, oh, I don't have a bag. I know, I'll just put the clothes in the car and then park the car there.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past whoever did it. It's possible, I suppose, but yeah. It's just, come on, man. Like, it says right there.
You just need to set up a webcam. Like, even if it's not hooked up to anything, just some sort of camera. Just to make people a little more honest.
I want a camera there. I don't know where you'd put it, though. I guess you have to put it on one of those light poles over there, because it's kind of a parking lot that's near the community center, and it's, I don't know how hard it'd be to do that, but...
I mean, like you said, you don't even have to enable the camera. You can just actually have the camera up there, like on the light pole pointing to it.
Just a fake one with a little red light blinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get those for like $5. Those are pretty good.
It's like the, like the kid who's really honest on that video that went viral last week. The people put the Halloween candy out that says, please only take one, you're on camera. And the kid comes up there and takes the entire thing, dumps in his bag, and then double birds the camera.
And then runs. Dude, that kid. Yeah. Keep your eye on him. Put him on some lists. I'm telling you right now.
That kid's going to be running Twitter someday.
I don't trust that guy. Something about him. Anyway, how about we forget about all that? We forget about how lame that is, and we instead do something fun and positive.
Positive. I like both of those.
You like
things.
That? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Good news, because Brian Dunaway is just teeming with positivity.
He is.
Leaking
he's
out of his
beacon
aura by.
Of shiny, smiley goodness is what he is.
I agree. And when he's here, everybody feels better. You know, what we're doing really is just stalling because he's not answering. So we're stalling. We're stalling. He's not answering. We're stalling.
His boss was in his office a minute ago.
Oh,
I wonder if he still
is.
He says, oh, hi, my boss was in my office. So implying that his boss is no longer in his office.
Yeah, so Dunaway
went. He also has not logged into the game. Neither of you have logged into the game.
Oh, I can do that easy.
I don't know if we're going to do a game today.
Yeah,
we
should do a game.
I don't know. There's nobody in there. I'll just play it myself.
It doesn't matter. I've got this on a list even of things to do, and I never remember to do it. Don't know why. Don't know what it is about me, but there it is. Okay, Dunaway, where the frick are you, man? Hold on. Let's try that again.
Oh,
ring.
Dunaway.
He normally, if he ends up stuck in a meeting, he'll tell us, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's not available. Look at the ring of speakage or
maybe
ring of
he's
ringage.
He's just kind of blown it all off. Maybe that's
know.
It.
I don't know. Chat, what do you think?
Brian.
They got an icon of Dunaway leaving. Look at that. Do you see emotes? You don't see it.
I don't see the emotes in IRC, but I...
Do you get the description of the file?
I do. It's called Brian D. Slide.
Oh, that's great. So you can picture it. It's his little face kind of sneaking off frame, which is pretty
awesome. Sliding out of frame.
Oh, good news, everybody.
Oh.
Hello, Brian Dunaway. I hope we didn't interrupt anything.
Oh, hi. Of course you did. You're always interrupting. Why are you always talking about me? Stop it.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
No, you didn't interrupt me. Of course not.
Was your boss in your office or something? For all that ringing?
Yeah. Just in the top of me going, hey, 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 hey.
Yeah.
Things going off. Bing, 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 bing.
Was he in there checking on your, are you doing anything like football, fantasy football this year? Or are you staying away from that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course I'm doing fantasy football. Let me see how I did last night. I did pretty good last night, I think. Let me see.
Yeah.
Do you really do the fantasy football, do you?
Of course I do. Yes,
I
of course I do.
As a person who likes them.
Well, you're picturing me wrong. What, don't like things? No. I like things.
I can like things. Person who doesn't like things. Yeah.
No, I feel like you like things.
Well,
but
see, my record is 5-3.
Retro, maybe Mattel fantasy football.
Mattel fantasy football.
I like those too. I'm in a three streak win. I'm 5-3.
Damn.
5-3 right now.
Nice job. That's pretty good. I never partake because I'm freaking terrible at it, so I don't do it.
People go, oh, are you big into football? It's like, no, I'm into big into stats. Mm. I like stats.
You do like stats.
Okay. I'm a stats
like
junkie.
Yeah. You're a numbers guy. I get it. You're like an account.
I'm a numbers guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Currently leading the football pick'em pool. I can't do fantasy football. That is just way too much maintenance for me. Mm. I want to pick 17 games a week and be done with it and walk away and not look back.
That's the way. That's the way to live. You're absolutely
doing
it right.
That is the way to live. Yeah.
I agree with you.
Well, I don't know which one anyone else uses, but I'm using the ESPN app, and it's pretty simple. I mean, you can kind of like each week just set it to kind of auto do a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I mean, you ain't even got to really work hard at it.
No, but I'm not going
to. It's easy.
Hey, well, speaking of easy or difficult, who knows what today's game will bring? Brian, why don't you explain this to us and how we're going to play?
Yeah, it's time for the morning Half Asses, a trivia game where I'm going to be giving Scott and Brian the answers. Like, I'm just handing them the answers. I'm going to give you two a category and six possible answers. Three of those answers are real and true. Three of those answers are fake and false. Depending on how confident you feel with each category, you can provide one, two, or three guesses. But if any of those guesses are wrong, you get 0 points for that round. Good day. You get nothing. If you get one right, you get a point. Two right gets you 3 points. And all three correct answers gets you 5 points. The player with the most points after three rounds wins the prize for their contestant, and I'm pulling contestants from members of the Tadpool that aren't able to listen live. Scott, you're going to be playing for DJ Townsend in Lebanon, Indiana.
All right, that's cool. I didn't know they had a Lebanon, Indiana. That's cool.
Brian, you're going to be playing for Zcam in Boston, and I don't know if that's pronounced
nice.
Zcam or I don't
know. Hey, well, that's okay, because you called it Boston and not Boston, so
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, you're fine.
Baston.
Baston, yeah. Have your baked
Baston.
Beans. Or
Baston baked beans. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right.
Are Boston baked beans really Boston baked beans? I mean, is that really a Boston thing, or is somebody just
It is a Boston
clever?
Thing, I think. I think so. I looked this up not too many years ago.
That's right. Yeah, we talked about this on the show. I think those little candied, because they're peanuts, right, that are candied?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're candied.
Well,
yeah.
they call those that, but there's also Boston baked beans, which are actual
Actual
beans.
Baked beans.
Yes.
Yeah, salted pork,
baked
bacon.
Beans, yes.
And the history of it.
I mean, because like a Mars bar is not literally a chunk of Mars. So, I mean, yeah.
there you go. Slow cooked with bacon, onions, and a sweet syrupy sauce.
Colonial New England is where this stuff kicked off. And the legacy is they're known as Bean Town, all that kind of stuff. Now, if you go to Boston Baked Beans, which is the candy. That's made by the Ferrera Candy Company, and it looks like they just call them that, and there's no connection to the city.
No connection. Just we're going to try and usurp all that great savory Boston beans goodness with our shitty candy.
It's what we do. It's what we do here at the thing. All right, well, that knowledge being ours, let's play. Let's see how this goes. I'm very excited.
Unfortunately, there's not a question about that, but I do have a question about the U.S. and food. I'm going to give you six crops that the U.S. Produces. I want you to tell me the three of them that the U.S. produces more than any other country. So crops that the U.S. produces more of than any other country.
And
your
as usual,
are.
Their three is per usual, right? That's always the
it's
truth.
It's always three, yes. Right. Otherwise, it'd be three-quarter asses or one-third asses. Or
that's a good point. The half an asses.
Amplifier.
Oh, my God.
All right. Almonds, grapes, corn, spinach, avocados, and strawberries. Which of those three crops does the U.S. produce more of than any other country?
Pretty sure I know these.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I know these.
I know at least two of them, so we're gonna get conservative and do two.
Okay.
One of them I know
Scott's
for
100%. Locked in.
Yeah.
Shut up. There we go. This is my third week of having a zero every
zero
time.
Score? Yeah.
Oh yeah. No pressure.
Yeah, so I'm
no
not
pressure.
Doing, I'm,
yeah.
I'm not doing it this time.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. I don't mind losing, but being blown out, no.
Yeah.
Well, you guys both said corn. Of course, corn. We produce more corn than anywhere else.
Of course, corn.
Yeah.
I got a point.
Almonds, Scott also said, and that is correct too. So the other one is strawberries. China produces more grapes and spinach than the U.S., and Mexico is the leading producer.
They're big Popeye fans over there.
Yeah.
They are.
I hovered over that strawberries, and I didn't take it.
Did you really?
Yeah. Wow. I was like, I don't know, man. I don't want to push my luck here. Because between spinach and strawberries, it felt like a toss-up.
I think I saw you click spinach first and then turn it off.
Yes, I did. Because corn and almonds, I don't know, those sound like corn for sure. Like we make way too much freaking corn. We have
entire states that are nothing but corn.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're hardcore corn.
It is in
sorry, go ahead.
Hardcore corn.
All right.
Well, well done. You guys both have points on the board, which is something we haven't seen in a few weeks. Let's get to question number two.
Shut up.
Words attributed to William Shakespeare. So, you know, the great bard, the... He invented some words in all of his plays and stories.
Oh, he made these up.
Three of them he did anyway. Which three of these words are attributed to William, Will.I.M, Shakespeare?
See, Brian, this puts the half in there. There's three of them. There's half of the six.
That's right, half.
Half asses, see.
Half of these are real. Half of these are fakey fakes. Yeah.
They're all fakey fakes.
Well, I mean, in a way, he made up words that we then used. And that's fakey, in a way.
Sure.
But we did. Sure. Yeah, I was surprised by that, how much stuff came out of Shakespeare shit.
Yeah.
In the sort of vernacular.
It is amazing. All right. Shit. You guys are both locked in. You guys both locked in on Daffy. Daffy, of course, being the name of a duck and not a word invented by William Shakespeare.
Damn it.
No.
Neither is walkabout, which I'm going to say was just invented by some weird Australian person. Birthplace was created by William Shakespeare, as are rant and drugged.
Drugged?
Did I say?
Drugged. That makes sense because she was like the Shakespeare, Oh my God!
You're thinking of Romeo and Juliet. Yeah, she got drugged.
Everything he talks about is drugs.
Drugs surprised me when I was doing these myself before I saw the answers. I said Daffy, rant, and birthplace. I did not think drugged was.
Well, good job on rant and birthplace. Though
he talks about poisoning a lot in his stories. Yeah,
he does. But you know, so. But the word drug, so he just created the past tense of the verb
and that's weird.
It's attributed to that? What the heck? It's
pretty weird.
Or did we start calling drugs drug because he said drugged?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Not. I'm not Shakespeare.
I'm not going down that rabbit hole. I have no idea.
Let's get to question number three.
Yeah.
Question number three, you know, we've got William, not William.
William Shatner.
We go from William Shakespeare to William Shatner, who famously went to space and said, "Oh Jesus!
Oh Jesus!
What other animals have been to space?
Jesus!
Your choices are canary, mole rat, pig, snail, tortoise, and cat.
Oh Jesus!
All of those.
There he is, right there. There he is. I just heard him.
Yeah, it's him. All right, this is interesting. I feel like almost all of these are test worthy.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Free Rangers. You liked my transition there, going from William Shakespeare to William Shatner.
All right, I'm going all in because I'm ahead, and I feel like I have the option to kind of go all in here.
Give me hate the game.
I'm working on it, Ibbot. There.
Okay. All right.
I can feel you breathing down my neck.
Yep. Well, you both locked in on snail, canary, and pig.
Oh, wow.
Really?
That means we're probably wrong.
That doesn't mean it's wrong. Yeah. Canaries and pigs have not been to space.
Damn it.
Neither have mole rats, but snails, tortoises, and cats. Brian, you turned out you originally had cat and you.
Puppy dog tails.
Yeah.
Well, I thought about it. I'm like, it makes the most sense. But then I'm like, man, you know, if a dog freaks out in space, you can kind of manage him. A cat.
Right.
Oh my God.
I think it's the other.
It would lose its mind.
If a dog freaks out in space, it's like big enough to take some hoses out and stuff.
No, you can sit on a dog. You can't sit on a cat. There's no wranglings of cats. You can't hold on to them.
That's true.
They're insane.
That's true.
I'll tell you that the snail went to space in 1998. The tortoise went to space in 1968. And the cat, all the way back in 1963, went to space.
Wow.
Here's my logic. Every time you turn around, they're like, we're burying pigs out in this place so we can see how they decompose because they're like humans or something.
Yeah,
you know, they're
that's where my
hairless.
Head was too.
And so, yeah, that's why I thought too. And then I'm like, we always take canaries with us. Yeah. Just like, here, try to fly in space. Let's see how that works.
Yeah, the whole canary in a coal mine or canary in the cold void of space or whatever.
Let's see if the canary dies in space. Oh, it didn't? Okay, then we'll go up.
We'll go up to space. It's fine.
We have a long tradition.
They always say the cat
wasn't the cat Laika? No, the dog was Laika. There was a famous cat in space, I thought.
What's your famous cat in space?
Space cat. The adventures of Space Cat.
And yes, Jedi 71, most of these animals don't come back. The cat did not come back after being in space.
I'll bet none of them did.
The dog or the monkey or any of them.
I bet none of them. Yeah,
some of the dogs came back.
Did they?
Did they? Did the dogs come back?
The Russian dog
Some
did.
Of the dogs, not all of them.
I think that Russian dog came back, I think. The famous Russian dog.
Cosmo came back, but then he just joined the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's true. Which is real. That's a real thing. Yeah.
Totally real thing. So, Scott, congratulations. You win. And by proxy, so does DJ Townsend, who's going to be getting a copy of Naruto to Boruto Shinobi Striker, as well as Suzerain.
I don't know what that is.
Comes right back to you.
I almost know what every one of these always is when you bring them, but I don't know what that is. Never heard of that.
I've never heard of that one. And of course, Broken Age is what ZCam is going to be getting. I helped pay for that game. I helped support it when it was on Kickstarter, and I love it on the Steam Deck. It's fun and easy to play on the Steam Deck.
Yeah, very good on there. Great controller support. So
Broken Age going to ZCam.
Nicely done, you two.
Congratulations.
You're both winners. Brian will send you this stuff because he has your info, so watch for that coming in the email.
It's in process right now.
Brian Dunaway and I, tomorrow, will be sinking our teeth into the five greatest 8-bit and 16-bit wrestling games of all time on Play Retro. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, Dunaway, you've been playing a lot of those. Tell everybody your clear favorite so far. What do you like in the grouping? Did we lose Brian Dunaway? Is he not there?
Oh, Brian.
He's muted. He's not. His headset probably died. Oh, Dunaway.
Oh.
I feel like... Dunaway, are you there?
Dunaway's been to space.
I'm getting at him. He's gone. So I don't know what happened there, but we're doing that tomorrow. Play Retro at frogpants.com/playretro. Check it out. We'll talk all about your favorite wrestling games of your... And it's the only wrestling I actually like. I don't pay attention, really, to pro wrestling. I never really have, other than the pop culture-y stuff or when somebody crosses over like The Rock or John Cena or something. But I don't really pay attention to the sport itself. But when it came to video games, I loved them. Loved them.
Really?
Okay. They're great. Yeah, they're basically fighting
because
games.
Because I never got into the sport, I never got into the games based on the sport.
It's weird that I actually think the video games are more realistic than the sport because the sport is staged, right? And the games, you do have to like grab a guy and throw him. You fulfill the fantasy in a more one-to-one ratio, I think, in a game format than you do watching video guys fake hitting each other and stuff. I'm not saying they're not athletic and not freaking, they go nuts out there, and it's not what I'm saying. But nobody's, nobody's actually being real. Sure. Anyway, I don't know why I'm saying this. Saying this in 2022 is like redundant and stupid, but I'm saying it anyway. All right, let's get to some news. Here we go. It's time for the news, and it's brought to you by...
Brought to you by Being Awakened by Judy Dench.
Took a nap with the dog. Was super comfortable. It's a Sunday afternoon. Perfect time for all this. Got a big old Weimaraner on my lap. Falling asleep. I fall asleep. And the next thing I hear that wakes me up is the voice of Judy Dench saying the following words. Tits up, she says. And it was in some...
Yes, from Skyfall. Was that... Tits up, James.
No, it's something she narrated, and it's like a wedding, British wedding movie thing. It's a comedy. I don't know much about it. Kim was like in the middle of it, and she suddenly, Judy Dench, just the first thing I heard, and it kind of freaked me out, to be honest. Never heard her say that before. Wilhelmina going hard. Anyway, let's get to the first story here. Michigan mom in the news. Michigan mom, you know her. You're familiar with Michigan mom?
Michigan mom. I am not. Is she a youper?
Is that what they call themselves?
Michigan mom?
I think. But if Michigan mom was real, what would her power be? Give her. Her power.
able to, well, 50% chance that she's able to tell people where she lives by holding up her hand and pointing to part of it.
Nice.
Excelsior.
Nice. See, that's a good power. I think she's going
to
go.
Brian Donnelly's computer crashed. I was popping in to figure out what was going on. He says, F this day up the bum. Love you. See you soon.
That's a bummer. Well, good thing he's in charge of IT at this place he works. He'll take care of whatever problems he's got. Anyway, Michigan mom makes hilarious meatloaf resembling her son.
Aww.
This is Melissa Sunario of Mesick, Michigan. Or Mesick.
Mesick?
Mesick,
oh,
Michigan.
Mesick.
Ah, Mesick of Michigan. Seems to take the phrase to a whole new level after she prized her son recently with a dinner that was pretty personal. She presented her 17-year-old Colin with a large meatloaf that resembled his face. The mom included shredded cheese for the hair, green olives for the eyes, red peppers for the eyebrows, and white onions for the teeth. I'd like to now share a photo of this.
Right there, by the way, is where Mesick is, or Mesick. It's right there.
Oh, it's right there on your hand. There. Right there, okay. Because that's what they do. They point
that's what they
hand.
Do. They show you where they're from. If they're Lower Peninsula, then they can show you where they're from on their hand.
Yeah, because their hand looks like Michigan, which is pretty great. Yep. All right. I got to clear this. There we go. So here it is, you guys. Look at that. Boy, howdy. Wow. What a good-looking rendition.
Wow.
Her son must be... Oh, there he is. What a handsome boy rendered in meat and food. What do you guys think?
That's actually really cute. I mean, that's the pre... By the way, that's the pre-bake.
Yeah,
I want to know what that shredded cheese and all that stuff looked like.
Scroll down. It's
in further
there.
Down.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I don't like it. Oh, I don't like that at all. I don't like that.
It went from Tom Cruise to Ted Cruz.
Yeah, it did. In short order. Anyway, it's kind of cute.
Wow. That's cute. That's really sweet.
Thought we'd share a cute story today. And now, more meat stories.
Oh, good. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. Three people charged in a $9 million meat heist across the Midwest.
Oh. Yeah. Can't wait for the Mexican series coming to Netflix.
Meat Heist? Oh, yeah.
Meat Heist, yes.
I can't wait to see who's directing Meat Heist. Three people are facing charges of what authorities are calling a months-long multi-million-dollar scheme targeting meat packing facilities across the Midwest. This includes Minnesota, Delvis Fuentes, Yoslana Del Soy, and Ledier Andino. Boy, these names.
Wow. I'm glad you had to pronounce those.
Have you been in an accident? Call the law firm.
Fuentes del Sol and Andino.
Yep, sounds good.
Find out
right.
How much you deserve.
Says that they are being charged with illegal transport of stolen goods and money laundering in the case. Agents said Homeland Security says the investigation began in late June when the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office in Nebraska was notified of the theft of two trailers loaded with beef.
Wow.
We're at $390,000. All that beef. That's a lot of beef.
That's a lot of beef. Here's the thing. So they're stealing they have to be stealing the trailers.
Yeah.
Because you steal that much meat, where are you going to put it to keep it from spoiling before you can offload it?
You know? That's a great question.
You've got to deal with that meat quickly.
And you got to if you're going to fence it, you have to have a buyer then, like right then.
Exactly.
Like they have to be part of
this. This is about the 3-week-old meat. Who wants to buy it? They'll start the bidding.
We got freeway meat. Hot freeway meat.
Hot freeway meat. Exactly.
It says here the cops, when law enforcement found the trailers, they were empty. They didn't say how long that took, though.
Okay.
Search for data from the cell phone tower near where the trailers were stolen. Turned up hits for phones belonging to three residents, and that's these people we mentioned. Later cell phone data put the trio in Nebraska at various times between June and October. In a press release on Tuesday, a spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security and Omaha agents have connected the trio to 45 thefts of beef and pork plants across Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wisconsin, totaling $9 million. I would just like to say, I think we have our entire plot for season 6 of Fargo. Done.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Done.
Totally.
Yeah, those are all the places they go. They're dealing with those... I forget what they call them, the Nebraska mob or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like the Omaha, all that. Look,
sure.
It's all done.
Sure.
And they're all in the South Dakota. So
it
you're in the
itself.
Yeah, this is it. Somebody call Noah Hawley and tell him half his job is done.
Billy, where are we going to offload all this meat?
That's right. I am very excited for season 6. It's already being made.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. I love that show so much. Anyway, so there's that. Don't steal meat is the lesson, no. I guess. Because now you're arrested and they're charged.
They'll find you.
Yeah. Let's see here. You probably get the meat sweats when you're stealing meat, right?
I was going to say, or when you end up in jail. Think of all the people you'll meet in jail.
Yeah, that's the meat
or
sweats.
Really, more importantly, who'll meet you in jail.
Who are you going to get meated by in jail? All right, we got a story that needs telling. This world's tallest woman in the news. Okay. Yeah, she holds the record currently.
Brienne of Tarth, is that?
way bigger than her. I'll bet she's... Well, they don't... Let's see, they say her height?
I think they do. I think it's 7 feet something.
There it is. 7 foot, 7.07 inches tall. So basically 7 feet exactly.
Wow.
It says here... All right, so the world's tallest woman takes her first flight on an airplane after the airline removes 6 economy seats to make it possible. That's nice.
Wow.
I'm surprised it wasn't 20 seats the way they are these days.
I am surprised they'd do that many because, you know, I can see maybe doing 2 and 2, so 4 seats, right? Like, we'll take out 2 because maybe she's also too wide to, although she doesn't appear to be super wide. She looks like she'd fit just fine in a seat.
Yeah, she's pretty thin or slim.
They have to lay her down lengthwise in the plane?
Oh, good question.
Maybe that's the deal, is they had to take out... God, but still three rows should be fine.
I agree.
Right?
I agree. Yeah, that's I don't know why they went that crazy. Maybe they just wanted to make a thing out of it. Basically, okay, her name is Rumizia Gelgi. She stands 7 feet tall, named the world's tallest woman by Guinness Book of World Records. Turkish Airlines adapted one of their planes to allow her to drive to San Francisco in September, removing 6 seats and replacing them with a special stretcher for her to travel for the 13-hour flight. She is on a permanent walker.
Oh, my God.
I mean, people this tall, they have the bone situation's rough, man.
Yeah.
It's not good. So but, it's nice. It's kind of nice.
13-hour flight and having to be laying down on a stretcher that whole time, that's not good for the back.
Yep. Oh, no, it's not, right?
Oh, because that's a thin-ass stretcher. That's a 2-inch thick pad on that stretcher.
Yeah, and what if you had a choppy air at all? Like,
oh, man, yeah.
That would suck. No,
This sounds like the worst experience ever.
Although this photo of her and her little friend there, they look like the start and the end of a Russian nesting doll set. You know what I mean? Like she's got totally a bunch of them in her still, exactly. And this one's the lady who needs to go in last. I don't know. It's cracking me up. All right. Well, there's that story. I hope she had fun in San Francisco. Didn't say why she was going there.
Yeah.
She claims it was a flawless journey from start to finish.
They had to lay her down in a cable car, too, so that she could enjoy riding around San Francisco.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. All right, some advice for everyone listening. Okay, this is important stuff.
Okay. Oh, gosh, I love this. It's like a public service announcement.
PSA, yep. Please don't lick this particular psychedelic toad, the National Park Service warns.
Thank you, Grace Slick.
I'm going to show you. Let's see.
Oh, we have a picture of the particular psychedelic toad?
Yeah, and he doesn't look that scary. He does in this black and white footage. He's like looking at a security camera, and he's all freaked out.
Why do they have it on night vision?
I don't know.
That's hilarious.
I don't know. Who knows? But the one down lower, he looks more like a normal frog.
Oh, there we go. Oh, geez, looks like every toad. Yeah, jeez.
Just kind of a toad among toads. Anyway, if you lick it, you're in trouble. As tasty as it might look, you should refrain from licking the Sonoran Desert Toad, according to the National Park Service. They have just warned on Tuesday. The MPS used Facebook to warn passersby to use caution around this toad, also known as the Colorado River Toad, Brian.
Oh, look at that. Mm-hmm. Wow.
The amphibian is one of the largest toads found in North America, measuring up to 7 inches. According to the Facebook post, the toad's call is a distinctive low-pitched toot. It's a low-pitched toot.
Toot.
Toot. You know what? I want it. Now I want to hear it. Hold on.
I want to hear the low pitch toot.
Because they don't put it in here, but I'm going to find it on YouTube real quick. Let's see. Sonoran Desert
Toad. What kind of experience would you have to be guaranteed for you to lick a toad? Like what complete and total enlightenment? Were you able to see the future?
Oh my gosh, like, Brian, that's such a great question because I'm repulsed by the concept, period, just because you're licking an effing toad. Too.
Like, it could just be psychedelic, you know, just a druggy experience. I could get that from something else. But what would the result have to be for you?
It would have, you know, it would have to be, like complete and total clairvoyance. Like just.
Okay. All right.
I now understand the world in a way that is impossible for anyone else to do unless you lick this toad. That's the only
sure,
way to do it.
Sure.
And you'd have to guarantee me I'm not going to have a bad trip. All right.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't want
to have to be permanent and not just like 5 minutes of clairvoyance.
Yes. Yes. You want it to be a part of who I am. I always hear people that do mushrooms, they always say that it sticks with you like that. And I don't mean the material. Oh. I mean like the whatever. Yeah, the if you had a good experience, it like it changes your outlook. You actually, you know, retain the experience or whatever.
I apparently did not do enough because I don't remember. I mean, I remember the experience of having mushrooms and I don't remember any sort of euphoric feeling or anything. Like it was,
you just
they didn't. Might as well have been criminy mushrooms in mushroom sauce or something. It might as well just been a can of Campbell's tomato or mushroom soup.
Oh, I like those. Is it bad that I like those? They're not great.
What, right? Campbell's cream mushroom soup?
Yeah. Or
nothing
even
wrong with that at all.
I mean, just like the squishy little can rubbery mushrooms.
Those, here's the thing.
I like them.
Right. No, there's nothing at all wrong with those. And those are I think, better on pizza than fresh mushrooms that dry up and turn into jerky.
Oh, I completely agree. I think we talked about this once, but the reason that things dry up is because, I mean, look, a fresh mushroom has its thing in the world, right? It's good. But
yeah,
don't put that on a thing and shove it in an oven and cook it at 350 for 20 minutes.
Right.
So, yeah, I totally agree. You want
put
a wet little
boogery
one.
Put that fresh mushroom in my marinara sauce. Put it, you know, put in some butter and put it on my steak or just give it to me raw with some ranch dip, whatever. I'll take it. But if it's a pizza, you best be giving me some pickle-ass rubber mushrooms.
That's right. Some pickle-ass rubber mushrooms is what we
want. Pickle-ass rubber mushrooms.
All right. Here's the Sonoran Toad Desert or Desert Toad.
Oh, we found the audio?
Sound. Yeah, I found some sound. Here we go. Let me play this. Oh, interesting. It's not a toot. Well, it's nothing like they said it'd be.
Boy. But it certainly has a strong, healthy urine stream.
He's in a little creek.
That's what happens when you pick them up. They make that noise, too.
The ones I love are the ones that kind of scream when you touch them.
Oh, yeah.
Like
a
screaming frog or toad is something else, man. I still can't quite get used to that. That and when turtles hump, which is my favorite nature documentary. When Turtles Hump with David Attenborough.
Yes.
Anyway, don't do this. And here's why. The amphibian is one of the largest in the thing. The toads found across American Southwest also boast another unique feature. They have a prominent parotid gland that secretes a potent toxin. They're just behind their eyes where these glands are.
Okay.
I don't like the term gland. Just never liked
it. Parotid, I think. I'm guessing.
Yeah, maybe.
Parotid gland. But
Is it parotid, not parrot, whatever I said?
I think, you know, I'm just guessing here.
Could be.
Just because of carotid arteries being spelled the same way.
These toxins can make humans sick if they touch the toad or put one in their mouth. Who's doing that?
I know. Put the whole toad in you. That's like... I'm not sure which part of this thing I need to lick. I'm just going to go ahead and put the whole thing in my mouth.
Put the whole thing in my mouth. Kind of suck it like a lozenge.
Sorry, Southerners.
Sorry. Let's see. The toxins emitted by one of the Sonoran Deserts may be enough to kill a fully grown dog. So in a human's case, it'll probably just make them really sick. If you smoke them, so you have to like squeeze the stuff off and get it in a form you can smoke. It's a powerful psychedelic.
Or just light the whole toad. I'm not sure which part of it you want, so just light the whole toad on fire, put it in your mouth.
Just suck it from its anus to its face, and you just get all the high you need from that there toad.
That's right, exactly.
Fantastic. All right, well, be careful out there, kids. That's what we're saying. I don't know that I've ever been in the presence of a toad that or any amphibian that was like super poisoned, except for I guess a rattlesnake a couple of times. But I don't think I've ever been around something like dangerous to me that I know of. I probably wasn't. I didn't know it. Like the 3 weeks in my 20s, I carried a water moccasin in my pocket. It was a baby. And oh God, I thought it really? Was a garter snake. I didn't know. And it doesn't, they're not poisonous until about 4 weeks in. So,
so you got rid of it just in time.
Just in time. God. Somebody said, what do you got in your pocket? I go, it's just a snake. He goes, oh boy. I was in Mississippi. Boy, you need to get rid of that there snake. That's a water moccasin. That thing gonna kill you. Gonna bite you right in the testicle and kill you, basically.
Oh my God.
And I said, okay. And I let it go. And his name was Charlie.
Charlie the 3-week-old water moccasin.
Yeah, the water moccasin, the venomous creature I kept in my pocket.
Pocket snake.
Pocket snake, yeah.
From Ronco.
Yeah, where did all these mother effing pocket snakes get on this mother effing pocket? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, our old pal Steven Schleicher will be here. We got some stuff to talk about, including a question for him. Well, a text about him.
Cool.
So we'll do that. And then he's got a few things as well. And more. So stick around. Hey, Brian, play a song first before we go here.
I would happily do that.
Okay.
Dana Bowie of Akron Family has a brand new album called Experiments in Plant-Based Music. Oh, thank goodness. We're finally moving to plant-based music because, you know, the former way is just leaving too big a carbon footprint.
Well, Brian, it's just much more sustainable to get your music from
plants.
It is.
It's a greener album.
Yeah,
you got to love that.
Yeah.
This is actually really, really good. I listened to the whole album this morning and picked this song from it. This actually does happen to be the one he released a brand new video for. Here is Dana Bowie and the song African Violet.
Thank you. don't have enough Autobots to fight all those deceptive rats.
Amanda, Aka, Ata, Raka, Teda, Baka, Sanda, Ata, Ambo.
The Morning Stream. Oh, I love your suits. It must have been a bitch to get a 68 extra fat and a 12 dwarf.
Wow. I tell you, I found like a refugee folder full of stuff I forgot Fletcher recorded, and that's why I have all these new ones lately.
Oh, good deal. Yeah. Excellent. I'm glad we're getting some new ones, because
I don't know where half this came
about
from.
The old ones, but
not that, I don't even know where it came from, to be honest. So like most of these, I don't know where I got them, why he recorded them for me. They're not, I've had to go in and add some of the This Is the Morning Stream bits to the front and back of them.
Yeah,
but they're just this treasure trove folder I found. So now I thought I had about 200 from him. I think I've got closer to 500.
Oh, thank goodness.
I
love it.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Hey, who was that band again that you played there?
Yeah, that was Dana Bowie, B-U-O-Y, Dana Bowie. Don't spell it like David Bowie, because that's not at all what the name is. Dana Bowie, a brand new album called Experiments in Plant-Based Music, Volume 1, just came out today on Ever Loving Records. That song you heard was African Violet.
Love that name, Ever Loving Records. That's good.
Ever Loving Records. Oh, Ever Loving Records.
Yeah, I like a thing that sounds like an old guy complaining, you know?
It totally does.
I'm a fan.
What the ever-loving records is going on here?
What the frick? All right, here's this.
Steven Schleicher. Steven Schleicher.
Everyone's favorite comic book lord, finger on the pulse of the American way. I don't know what that means. Steven Schleicher joins
us. It's November 7th, so the pulse is very weak.
Fresh off 1,000 episodes of the Major Spoilers podcast. That was super fun to be on, by the way. I really had a good time.
Thank you, Scott, for being there with us. It was a great time. We talked a little bit about milestones in podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And so Scott has some great stuff to share. And then the show, as usual, just totally went off the rails, so everybody can go and...
Yeah, you want to see why 1,000 shows exist in the first place, I think it was a good example of why. It was a great time. Yeah. Everybody laughed. And congratulations. That's no small feat for a weekly.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's really awesome. Well, it's good to have you here. We're going to talk about some stuff that had been going on. But first, we start with a text from a listener regarding you and your segment. All right?
Uh-oh.
I haven't shown you this, so you don't, you know, you have idea what this is, but... we got this one that says, hey, Jeff here from Indianapolis. I also go by Liquid Smoke 2517.
Yeah.
That's a lot of liquid smokes.
It's a lot.
Do you remember that stuff? We're all of a similar age. Do you guys remember in like back of comic books or in like hobby shops or whatever, you could buy that like smoke you make with your fingers?
Yeah. Basically, it's like a little goo that you put between your fingers, and as you flick it out, it creates little trails of
That stuff is probably giving us all finger cancer for all I know, but
probably.
I used to love going.
It's made from asbestos.
We used to go to school. What do you call the when everybody would get together? What's that called? In the
school?
No. Yeah. No, not the what do you call
detention?
It?
Recess?
What did you call, Brian? What'd you say?
Detention?
No, the one where you all would gather in the thing.
Oh, an assembly?
Assembly. Jeez.
Okay.
Like the Avengers, we would assemble, all right? Anyway, that's where we'd pull out that finger smoke stuff, and we would just like, they'd be showing something on the projector, and we're all like doing this, and we're making it look like smoke.
Get it to you. That's great.
So Liquid Smoke, thanks for reminding me of that. He says he's that on the tadpole and on the Twitter. Says, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you just see Liam Hemsworth in that weird movie with him and The Rock where he robbed an armored car depot? That is correct. We did.
Yeah.
Empire State, I think it was called, and beautiful Trans Am for no reason at all. Also, kind of surprised you guys didn't talk about the James Gunn deal prior to Major Spoilers. With him being in charge of DC Comics going forward. You know, that might be because we're going to talk about it right now!
Exactly.
Because 2 weeks ago, we were... is when it happened. Remember, I came on and I said, you know who should be in charge of DC?
Yeah.
It was Sam Register, who I said should be in charge.
Yeah.
And then later that afternoon is when they dropped the news that James Gunn and the other person was taking over. Since then, both James Gunn and, I'm sorry, the other person's name, Peter, have been fairly silent until this weekend. When James Gunn went on Twitter and he's like, hey, listen, I opened up Twitter after a very long time away. I don't blame him. And he's like, so much fan support, so much feedback from everyone, you know, lots of good stuff coming. And I think the big thing out of his Twitter thread is this statement: but all of our initial focus is on the story going forward, hammering out the new DCU and telling the biggest story ever told across multiple films, television shows, and animated projects. Oh. That sounds like they got a plan.
It does sound like a plan, doesn't it? And that's a wide that's everything. Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah. That is all.
I mean, he was responding to like things about Legends of Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then the people were also doing this Ayer cut or saying release the Ayer cut. What's the Ayer cut? Which movie is
Ayer is that's the first Suicide Squad
movie. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. David Ayer made that, and he apparently there's a cut of that is like the bomb that the studio wouldn't approve or something.
Gotcha.
And so everybody's begging for the Ayer cut and have been for years. So maybe that means that's happening. I don't know.
Brian.
Yes, sir.
What's the biggest story ever told in the DCU, do you think?
Crisis on Infinite Earths would be my
guess. That's my guess too. Yeah. That, you know, if you're talking about the biggest story ever told and you're going to tell it across all of these different platforms, then I think this is the way you need to do it. And Scott had just recently read Ghostbusters Crossing Over for the Major Spoilers podcast. And, and if you listen to last week's podcast, we absolutely did not talk about Ghostbusters Crossing Over.
No, you didn't.
Whoops.
Brian, he sent me the wrong link, but it made for hilarious podcasting.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. I love it. It's like when I watch Lethal Weapon 1 for our Lethal Weapon 2 film sack.
Exactly.
But in that, one of the cool things that they did for the art is that if you've got a Ghostbusters from the IDW series, it was drawn in their style. If you've got the animated series, it's drawn in their style. If you're doing it from one of the other Ghostbusters animated series, it's drawn in their style.
Same story, but just different art?
No. It's all of these characters interacting. So you may have three Peter Venkmans on panel, and they're all drawn in a different art style. Would it be the craziest thing ever to have... Michael Keaton Batman
right next to Christian Bale Batman talking
to an animated series Batman animated Batman in the frame with them.
What's the thing that they just did that was kind of like this? I know Into the Spider-Verse is kind of like this, but there was DuckTales Rescue Rangers where they had different Chip and Dale were different.
Yeah, one of them had gone through the procedure and become 3D. Yeah.
CGI versus cell animation. Uh-huh.
The Simpsons.
You haven't seen
the Treehouse of Horror last week.
Rescue Ranger stuff?
No, I haven't seen any of that stuff yet.
It is so good. It is better than it should be.
Yeah, I
think everyone saw this.
Yeah.
Saw it was directed Disney release and were just like, this has got to be the worst piece of crap ever.
Yeah.
It is the spiritual successor to Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, cool. Interesting.
All right, I'm in.
I've heard really good things about it. What was I going to say? This reminds me a little bit of that segment, that very brief moment in the Doctor Strange sequel where everyone's animated. I really like that stuff. So more of that. That'd be cool. But moreover, don't you feel like James Gunn has cred, right? I mean, he's still got Guardians 3 to come out. And so that'll be, I suppose for the next 5 years anyway, the last Marvel thing he'll be able to do. But do you think that he tends to kind of bring an edge to things like Guardian or Suicide Squad and
quirky comedy?
Yeah.
Edge.
Tragedy. Yeah.
I think it's a really good call. I'm very excited about it.
I mean,
for sure.
Just imagine the tears flowing at the end of Crisis on Infinite Earths, where Golden Age Superman and Golden Age Lois have to basically say goodbye to the universe and everyone that they love as the universe fades out.
What if they end up doing Kingdom Come instead? That's a good one. That's a good run.
That one would also be really good, but I don't think that is a greatest story ever told across multiple formats.
Yeah, I think we probably, you guys are right about what it is.
What was, and I think, boy, I still would love to see Identity Crisis. Is that the one with Dr. Light?
Yes, but that one's kind of
also weird, very creepy, self-contained. Yeah. But very weird, creepy. Don't do that for your first act. Do that for your second.
No. Because I mean, there's like rape and brainwashing and you know, people getting burned to death, all that stuff. So
still one of the
also
greatest,
spoiler alert for,
I was going to say still one is, of the greatest it's DC stories I've ever read, but
it is creepoid on so many different levels though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll see what they do. I'm very excited. I just wish it was going to be. I wish it would yield faster results. I feel like we're all going to be waiting a long time for.
Well, there's a new Batman script on the table. We do have, hopefully next year or sometime, the new Aquaman movie coming out. Who knows what's going to happen with the Flash movie? Although, you know, if you're talking about a multiverse, that Flash movie and the Batgirl movie are kind of the linchpins for launching that whole Crisis on Infinite Earth stuff. So,
yeah. Do you think just, well, I mean, obviously we don't know if these what these movies are going
to
be.
I don't even
like.
Want to think about the Flash movie. I mean, he's done his apology tour, so I'm sure Warner Brothers is fine with it. And with Zaslav, that guy doesn't know what he's doing. So he's like, yeah, let's have more of that.
Yeah. That guy, let's turn it into the world's most deadliest catch, but with Flash in it. Let's do that. Well, anyway, that's interesting. Well, let's talk about a few other things. Black Adam did okay. Well, I shouldn't say did okay. Did really well money-wise.
Did well. For another week where hardly anything major came out.
Yeah, and they're going to lose it. Black Panther's about to wipe that out. So the Panther takes out the Atom. Yeah, yeah. That's the way it works. Anyway,
Did brought you... in only $18.5 million over the weekend. So
That's tail end, I think. But they did enough to, I mean, they've more than made their money. I just keep, I kept hearing that it's just so mediocre as a as an actual hero film or as a DC
film.
Here
too.
That's too bad.
It is too bad. Because I don't know. I like The Rock. He's fine. I can smell what he's cooking. It's fine.
Are we predicting any surprises for Wakanda Forever?
No.
Surprises?
No,
what do you mean?
No big reveals. Like a, you know, a stinger. By the way, here's another character that we're going to introduce in the stinger.
Maybe.
Kind of like they did at the end of Eternals.
They introduced the Fantastic Four into the Marvel Universe.
I'm predicting Doctor Doom.
Dr. Doom.
That would be interesting.
Proper Dr. Doom.
A proper Dr. Doom.
Not blogger turned mad guy. Like none of that bullshit that they did before. This is like a real Dr. Doom.
A real, no dude from Nip Tuck, no angry blogger Dr. Doom, but give me an actual real ass. Latveria, now that Wakanda is weakened, Latveria will take over.
Yep. And I want that too. And he needs to be in the metal thing and then the green cloak, that's what I want him to be like, oh, what's going on, you guys? I'm a bad guy. Look out. I want him to be all like echoey. That's what I want.
Yeah. Give me that.
Real Dr. Doom.
So we haven't heard anything. So they already had the premiere. A bunch of people have already seen it. The reporters have already seen it. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, man, they're either being told Disney will come and hunt you down in your sleep and murder you if you spoil that. But you would think somebody would have said something by now.
Yeah. I would think so. Yeah.
I would have thought as well. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm glad. I'm staying away from any spoiler channels. And fortunately, I'm going to be in Anaheim at the Mecca, at the Disney Mecca.
Oh, there you go.
For a couple of days. And
are you going to see it there or watch it when you get
there? No, we're seeing it with a bunch of Denver Tadpoolers on Thursday. So basically, fly back from Anaheim. Drop our stuff off at the house, pet the dog, get back in the car, drive to the restaurant and the theater to meet up with the Denver Tadpoolers.
Sounds like fun.
I have a bit of a curse on Brian Ibbett.
What's that?
He played up this Marvel Snap game.
Yeah.
And so yesterday it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I was like, I think I'm pretty much done for the day. I guess I will open up this Snap game and see what all the hullabaloo is about. And I sit down and I'm playing and I'm realizing that there's this season 2 with Spider-Man in it. I'm just starting the game.
Yeah.
So I start about 4 o'clock. The next thing I know, it's 11:30 at night. And Scott's messaging me going, you didn't send us an email.
Usually I get this stuff like way early from Steven. And I'm like, oh, I hope everything's okay. Like, I just haven't heard from him.
I've been playing Snap for way too long.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's awesome. Well, good. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Game.
Yeah. It really is. They really figured out the secret sauce with the keeping things fresh with the locations, good variety with cards.
Have you ever played Smash Up?
I did. Card game, right? Like an actual physical card game?
Oh, yeah, it's a card game. So you have these different factions. Yeah, you have these different factions and you smash them together, which is, I'm not saying it's like this, although I've got an X-Men deck and I've got an Avengers deck and I've got a Fantastic Four deck already built. But The fact that you're taking all these characters and smashing them together, in Smash Up, you have all of these different, for lack of a better word, islands that you're trying to get the highest score on each one of those islands to crack it so that you get the points for that island.
Oh.
And whoever has the most points or whoever gets a certain point threshold wins the game. So there's a little bit of that, I feel, going on in here. So you got a little Hearthstone, a little Smash Up, and this kind of hits my sweet spot because I can play a very quick game.
I feel like I heard Ben Brode mention Smash
hundreds
Up.
And hundreds of very quick games.
I feel, they're all very quick. I swear I heard Ben Brode once say Smash Up was part of the inspiration. Like they actually acknowledge that, which is cool. I like that though. Put in the best parts of stuff and make it work. And that game's great.
Absolutely.
Hell of a game.
The best parts of it's the things I didn't that I did like about Hearthstone without the things I didn't like.
Now, I don't know whether
there are no Marvel characters in Hearthstone.
Brian's maximum level, whatever it is.
What's that? What level are you?
What level are you?
I am. You mean like collection level?
Yeah.
Or
I guess I don't know. I'm at like 21, and I keep having trouble getting past level 21.
Oh, like no, you mean like rank 41?
Yeah.
I'm only at 41.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Only 41.
I'm collection on you there.
Collection level. I'm at 3760.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, people hear that.
I have every card in the game, except for obviously don't have all the variants, but I do buy any. Like I save my gold, and I buy any Scotty Young variants that come up, so I can play an entire game with nothing but Scotty Young. No real synergy, but I'd love to see my opponent's face if they're like, "Oh, that's another Scotty Young card. Oh, and another Scotty Young card."
I'm trying to get a complete deck of Pixel.
Really? God, I wish I could give you that, because I hate those.
Yeah, I like him. I like him as a set. I don't like them.
Both of you.
I'd love him because I like him as a set. I don't like them individually. Like, how should I put this? If it's like a bunch of other mixed art and one of them's Pixel, that's annoying.
Yeah.
I want all Pixel deck or no Pixel.
You want all Pixel. Yeah. Sure.
Yep.
But I don't know if it's going to happen for me. We'll see. Well, there you go, Stephen.
Just to wrap that thing up, Red Fraggle and I at some point today are going to do a Marvel Snap stream on Twitch.
Very nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Check that out. Now, Stephen, here's the question of the day.
Okay.
I don't know if Second Dinner, I don't know what their contract with Marvel looks like, but what do you think the chances are that they could scooch over to DC and do a version of the game with the DC world in it, you know? Call it DC Snap or Snappy DC time. Like, I don't know what they'd call it, but why not? If they're not exclusive, maybe.
It makes sense. It makes sense, but we haven't really seen DC jump onto a lot of these. I mean, they have Cryptozoic has that card game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the Versus engine. Yep.
Yeah, there's a bunch of DC stuff.
That one's pretty fun. They could probably, I mean, they could reskin this game for DC and that would
easily,
be fine.
Easily.
I think they should. Yeah. I'd do that. I think more the merrier. Let's get Dark Horse in there. I'd like Hellboy on my deck, please. You know, whatever.
There you go.
Big multiverse thing, like truly comic book multiverse. Everybody involved. That's what I want. All right. It's never going to happen. Stephen, it's good to have you on as always. And tell people what they can look forward to this week at Major Spoilers.
Well, not only can you find a lot of good comic book stuff all over the majorspoilers.com website, but I will remind everyone that tomorrow is Election Day and you might be standing in line for a long time. Mm-hmm. You might be tempted to hand someone else a bottle of water, but you need to check the laws in your area because many places are like, if you're 150 feet of the polling place, you can go to jail if you try to hand someone a bottle of water. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're 152 feet away from the polling place. Hand them the water so everyone can stay hydrated.
Hydrated, yeah. It's very nice.
Nicely done.
Well done.
I didn't realize that handing somebody water is a bad idea.
I think it depends on where you're at. They see it as favoritism. Like, you gave me water.
Bribery.
You mean vote for my team or whatever. We did pre-voting or pre-whatever we do here in Utah.
Yeah, mail-in.
Yeah, but we do it. We don't mail it, though. We take it to a stop and drop it.
Dropbox, we do same thing.
There was some creepy dude over there with like in his truck just staring at people while they were over there. It's like, dude, what are you doing? You're not one of those wackadoos that thinks this thing's, George Soros is inside the box. Sorting them all the Democrats, do you? Like, what are you doing here? Guy freaked me out. Anyway. Let's move on.
No, I'm just going to be so glad after tomorrow that we don't have to sit through political ads for another year.
Yeah. I only get them through text because I don't do TV really. And let's see. I got 5-6 Mike Lee texts yesterday begging me to vote for him. No. The answer is no, Mike Lee.
Are you also registered independent or are you registered?
I'm registered, currently unregistered. I don't do anything. I don't trust any of these bastards. Screw parties.
Well, no, you're registered independent. I mean, you're registered to vote.
Right, I'm registered to vote, so yes, I guess
you're
that
just
makes
registered
me
independent. Yeah.
I vote for the man or woman.
Right, of course, exactly.
I'm not going to vote for your team. Team sports suck. F off.
No, but that means you and I both get like the largest amount of crap mailed to us.
Oh, yeah, we're swing voters, you and I. That's why.
Yeah, we are. Exactly. Yep. They think. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how they get our number, Claire. I don't know how it works. Freaking hate it, though. Apple's got a pretty cool thing built into iMessages where you can block it and never get them again.
Delete and
But they have a bunch of numbers they spoof, and they just send you a million of them. Dude, Mike Lee can trip and fall into a ditch. I just can't stand that guy. What a piece of shit. Yeah. Freaking enabling piece of garbage. Anyway, moving on. Let's move on. Before I get madder at Mike Lee than I already am, which seems impossible, but it's true. We got an email or a text from somebody. This is from Joe in Canada. He says, "Hey, Salamander and Bullfrog." Oh, that's a nice reference for today. I can't believe.
No kidding.
He says, "I can't believe Brian has never heard of Aurora, the singer, because she is the best cover or has the best cover of David Bowie's Life on Mars in all of existence. It's number one song on Mars." yours cordially, Joe in Canada. You played this on the show, right?
Yeah, I played this on TMS in 2016, that cover of Life on Mars. And I've played her Oasis and Beatles covers on Coverville 1307 and 1402 for those specific shows. So I'm trying to remember when I said I didn't hear of Aurora the singer. Did you bring up that you were listening to Aurora and I was like, oh, I don't know who that is?
Yeah, the other day we were talking about her new single that's like a monster hit, the I Don't Need a Cure for Me or something.
Okay. That I hadn't heard, and maybe that's what that I was saying that I was. But come on, I've got what at current count I've got.
She's not an albino, chat. She just comes from Iceland. Not Iceland. She comes from Norway. Norway.
114,000 tracks in my library, some of which are covers, some of which are not. So yeah, forgive me if I forget. An artist that I have 6 songs by.
Sure. That can be tricky. That can be a little tricky. Speaking of Aurora, the Aurora Borealis, Carter's seeing those every night.
Oh, God.
Right above
her. The photo that you posted is like, oh, my God, I so want to be there and see
that. Isn't that cool? I could tell you this. She's going to hate me for bringing this up.
Yeah, okay.
Because she can't. It's in the middle of the night for her now. She has to sleep now.
Sure.
She showed the animation she did of John doing his tongue twisters and me and Bo commenting the animated thing. Showed that to this big group. Now, what we've learned is since she's been there, all these other artists are very hoity-toity. My painting means something more than the average person can see. And just kind of this sort of stuff. And they're from all over the world. They're from Japan and Germany and just tons of people all the place, great, big, diverse group of people, but they're all a little smelling their own farts in the art department, right?
Yeah.
Carter's over there with like a ton of goofy cartoons and, you know, just her kind of light style of it's all very bright and fun and animated. And so they're just not used to it. So they asked her in front of this huge group to play that animation in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. And they're all laughing their heads off. And they all know English, thankfully, so they all understood it. But they're all just laughing and laughing and laughing. I'm telling you, her wacky, I mean, I know I'm her dad, so I'm biased here.
Of course.
But her wackadoo way of doing things is gonna overwhelm everybody else's hearty, arty, farty bullshit that's going on. Yeah. Like, they're just all just the struggle of the artist and the massive weight of, you know, like all that. And she's just like, what if we made something funny, you know?
You know what? Good. That sounds like they need some of that there, some of that little breaking the norm and being funny and silly.
That's
and
right.
So,
speaking of breaking, you just said breaking the norm, reminding me of breaking the lot. Did you see Dolly Parton hanging out with Rob Halford on stage at the?
I didn't see the photo, but they were both like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah, and they shared the stage. I think maybe even there was some singing then, or maybe he was just presenting.
Didn't see it, but I gotta see it. That's awesome.
I think that's so cool. And then also, chat, you get to see this. I'll give it to Brian as well. There's a photo floating around of Janet Jackson's hair. Which, look, no shame. I just wonder how you manage it. How do you manage that?
Wow.
How do you keep that Is that a wig? It's probably a wig, right?
It's like Janet Jackson.
It's so big. Michael Jackson never died. He's hiding in his sister's hair.
No. Oh, don't do a Pepsi commercial with that hair.
No. Oh, my gosh. The whole place will go up. Anyway, let's move on to... we need your song requests, you guys. Brian, yeah. Tell people how they get them, because we need them.
Yeah, so we need them. Like, November is already really light, and it's not a big surprise, because November is always light. Go to frogpants.com/TMS. You'll find a link right there to submit your song requests. If you don't even have a particular song in mind, that's all right. Just tell me some event, some exciting thing that's happening in your life, and I'll pick the song for you. I like doing that. It's what I do.
Yeah.
So, again, frogpants.com/TMS. Let me get some requests for November.
Yep, chat, you're seeing me circle where it is on the page. Super easy to find, everybody at home. Just scroll down a little bit on that page. You'll see an area that says more, and then like all our requesty stuff is there, our tweeters, our show schedule, all
everything.
That. And one of them is request a song.
QuickTMS.li there. We probably, if we don't, should.
I don't know. I thought I did. Well, I'll make it happen today. It's easy.
Yeah, make it happen today.
You know what? Today is the day. I'm making
today
it happen.
Today is the day you're going to make it happen.
Also, if you're in the chat or you are in our Tadpool group on Facebook or other places, be looking for the Tadpool Secret Santa gift exchange.
Oh, yeah.
Going around. Start early. It's much better than doing it late last second. I filled mine out this morning, and I hope you will, too. It's always fun.
Oh, very cool. You haven't been in for a couple of years.
No, I did last two years at least. I think there was one year I was off.
I thought you were late, like you had gotten in late or something last couple of years.
Not last year. No, all last year I did it.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a great time.
I remember people constantly emailing me, Brian, can you please tell Scott to get in the Secret Santa? Can you please tell Scott to get in the Secret Santa? Like emails and tweets. And
I'm on it this year. I am ready. I'm good. Watch for that. Fun stuff ahead for the holidays. Be a patron of our website, of our podcast, of our show here. That's patreon.com/TMS. Why? Well, no commercials ever. How about pre-show content every day that you don't get anywhere else? How about that? How about couch parties on the weekend? How about a little signed art print in the mail that you can't get any other way? Well, that all can be yours, plus much, much more. We got a T level. We got all kinds of stuff. Check it out. Patreon.com/TMS. All right, Brian, I think we're ready to go, but to go, we need to hear, and to hear, we need a song. So what do you
got?
We got to
make
there?
It go. Well, this one's going out to Joe in Canada. Let's play it again. I couldn't find the exact date I played it in 2016, but I'll play it again. This is Life on Mars, covered by Aurora, who I've never heard of. Just kidding. This is from the soundtrack to the TV show Girls, which... definitely wasn't the place I would have heard it. Here is the song Life on Mars, original by David Bowie, covered by Aurora.
I saw an entire episode of Girls, and that's it.
That's one more than I've seen.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't for me. I'm sure that show's for people. Congratulations. Yeah, it
definitely
exists.
For some people. Not for me. Yeah. More for you.
Adam Driver was a total nutbag in the episode I saw. Yeah. It's all fine. He needed a place to start like the rest of us, so there it is.
Sure, sure.
All right. That'll do it. Have a good one, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy is told to go, but a friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through a sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen, but the film is a saddening bore, 'cause she's seen it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools did those cavemen go? It's the freaky ass show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know he's on the best selling show. On America's tortured brow, the Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice with the million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broad. Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog, and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause she read it 10 times or more. It's about
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Don't even breathe hard.
Okay.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.